Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's Kendra Justine on the line, just checking in with you on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. I appreciate everybody who's tuned into the show. Remember, you can stay tuned with everything on KendraJustine.com. And also, I have a new subscribe menu, so you can subscribe on the website. Shouts out to everybody who has subscribed. And there's going to be a lot of blog articles coming. There's a lot of good information coming. So if you put your email address in there, you'll get firsthand access to everything that I do have in store. Remember also, if you don't catch the live episodes, you can catch it on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/The KJ Show. And anytime you don't catch it live, the episode uploads in probably about 15 minutes. You can listen to it, okay? So, tonight's episode is called The Shift, and we're still on a 30 Days to Success Challenge, okay, y'all? This is 30 days more. 30 days later we did, and now we're doing 30 more days, okay? So, tonight we're talking about The Shift. Honestly, I wasn't even going to do an episode, but I feel like it's imperative just because, you know, I like to keep everything live time, and I'm going to check in and let y'all know what's going on every step of the way, okay? Because whether you're on this challenge now or whether you're going to get on it in the future after, you know, you think about it and you see, like, nothing I've been doing is working, let me try this thing I heard about, okay? You're going to go through some of the same things that I've been going through on the challenge. It may not be in the same way, of course, because we all have different life experiences. But the process, nonetheless, the feeling of it, just the journey, kind of has similar aspects. So tonight I'm talking about The Shift. And the reason I'm talking about The Shift is because, you know, on this 30 days to success thing, we're not talking, you know, small things. We're talking about really accomplishing your desires, your deepest desires, okay? Anything that you could ever think that you wanted, you know, even if you've given up, think that you've given up on anything that you desire, that's what this 30 Days to Success Challenge is about. Now, we've been on the challenge for a while, so as I reiterate and stress every night, the most important part of the challenge is how you feel, okay? We want to wake up and have the best day that we can. You know, some mornings, especially if you haven't been doing it, some mornings are going to be a little bit difficult for you probably. You see, but it's okay because there's always another day. You know, thank the Most High, thank the universe, thank the Creator, thank God that we always have a new fresh day. And so you always have a new opportunity to get it right. Every day that you don't get it right brings you closer to just getting it right, okay? So, you know, I've been on the challenge for a while, and I do want to talk about something that, you know, I hardly talk about, but I will do it just for the purposes of the people who will be joining the challenge and the people who are already on the challenge. Now, I've always had big dreams, okay? When I was in school, like I said before, you know, straight-A student, most likely to succeed. I got voted for that in middle school and in high school, you see what I'm saying? So that's just the type of reputation that I have. But, you know, I've lived life and I've tried different things and I haven't, you know, well, in the past I didn't acquire. I felt like I was working harder, but I wasn't getting any results. And so, you know, I remember meeting with my mentor, which, you know, shouts out to him. He's very successful. But, you know, he would give me advice, and I remember it was probably about 3 years ago. I was like, you know, I don't know what to do. I had this business. I'm trying to get it off the floor. I got all these bills due. My business is dry, you know, what a, yada, yada, yada. And he told me that you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. And so that stuck with me until now. And I just love it because it was deep when he said it, but I didn't get it. But it's like now I get it. And the whole thing is that the problem and the solution are never in the same place. Think about the problem being in Japan and the solution being in the United States. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can look all around Japan to try to find a solution, but no matter where you look, you're not going to find it because that's the problem. So that's just an analogy, okay? No puns or anything intended. But that's the type of thing that's going on here. So on this challenge, we're focused. We know what we want. We've been on it for 30 days. We're feeling great. So now, you know, we're in the clouds right now, y'all. We feel like the world is ours. We're manifesting things. It's really working. We're like, wow, this law of attraction thing is real. I control my thoughts. I control my reality. But with all of that momentum, with all of that new positive focus, there still comes, dun, 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 things that happen, you know. Maybe you had a simple conversation. Maybe you saw something on TV. Maybe you entertained a circumstance too long. And now, you know, you find like your vibration is off, like you're off. You know, you're not down and out about it because now you know that you're a conscious creator. So you know that whatever you're dealing with is a reflection of where you're at. You see what I'm saying? So that's what this is about. It's about this shift. And the reason I'm talking about it tonight is because, you know, I've been on this challenge. I have so much support, and I really give a shout-out to everybody who's been tuning in, everybody who's been sending me messages. I really appreciate it, y'all, because I do this for us, and I'm just trying to share my journey. So when y'all really participate with me, call into the show, send me messages, ask me if I'm doing the show, honestly, that means the world to me, because anytime somebody asks me if I'm doing a show, even if I wasn't, guess what? I'm going to make sure I do a show. So today was great because today was kind of like one of my off days. And I understand why. I entertained certain people too long. Even when a voice in my head said, okay, it's time to go. It was nice, but now it's time to go. I stayed, and then boom, 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 it went downhill. Then, okay, now I got a call here. I'm like, man, I got a call about somebody that I don't want to hear about. Never had now, you know, so I'm like, okay, now I'm seeing the downward spiral slowly. So today I woke up, tried my best to, you know, wake up on the right foot. And for the most part, I did okay. I got up on the right foot. I wasn't down and out. But at the same time, I wasn't on the highest vibration that I like to attain. I wasn't all the way there. So, you know, now I'm like, okay, it's cool. You know, maybe I just need a little bit more sleep because I have been tired and I do take care of my daughter 100% of the time, not 99, not 95, like 100% of the time I have her. So, you know, I was like, well, let me just take a rest, and then I know I'll feel better. So another thing that's funny to me that made me feel good is it's been raining, and it rained today. So it's funny because my mood and the rain always goes hand in hand. So I was like, well, maybe it's just the time to relax, to contemplate. Good thing I don't have anything to do today because it's raining anyway. So I take a nap, get up, boom, dealing with some relatives. You know, I'm not going to get into details of who it is, but, you know, it's always the people that's closest to you that gives you so much resistance, okay? So, you know, I'm having a conversation with somebody who's near and dear to my heart, and they're telling me all these things, and, well, what are you going to do about this? And, well, what about this? And, well, you should be doing that. And I'm like, you know, I'm talking and I'm listening. And, you know, when I talk to people nowadays, I do more listening than I do talking. And even when I do speak, it's, you know, and I'm not talking about as far as, like, just regular good conversation. In a good conversation, I'll talk my head off. But I'm talking about bad energy, okay, type conversations. I do more listening, you know, because I can already feel where a person's coming from before they even open their mouth. I know kind of, like, what their energy is. Like, if your energy is bad, if it's off, what people usually try to do is put that onto the other person. You see what I'm saying? They try to kind of project. So I understand that. So I'm like, okay, I'm a conscious creator. I can't have anybody projecting things into my reality that I don't have time for. So, you know, I'm listening to these things, and they're like, well, you know, you should do this or you should do that, and what do you do? And, well, I'm like, you know, I do things when I'm inspired. And I said, what's so crazy is that I've made money in more ways in the last 30 days than I've ever made in my life, okay? Since a young age, I had a business, you know, since elementary school. Shout out to my first business partner. We had the Panda Making Club. Elementary school, we out there selling stuff, keychains and, you know, little cute stuff we was making for recess. Then in middle school, I was one of the first people with a CD burner, so I was selling CDs to my friend's parents. So I was whopping about $200-$300 a week as a kid, you know. So it's like, come on, like, I never had, in my mind, even though I never even saw myself as a businesswoman back then. I really didn't, y'all. It's just, it was opportunity. Like, why not? You know, I always liked money. I love trying to save money, all that type of stuff as a kid. So, of course, any type of money, opportunity, I was going to gravitate towards. So to make a long story short, you know, now it's like from even when I was younger, I knew that I would be great. I knew I would do something extraordinary. I knew I would be successful, but I didn't know in what. You know, like I really didn't know how. Because even it was a point in time I wanted to be a doctor, but doctors only make like maybe what, six figures, you know, or whatever, and then they still paying off all their student loans and stuff. So it's like even being a doctor, okay, you make a little bit of money, but you don't even have no time to enjoy your money, and I'm not about that life. I'm the type of person, I want to have my cake and eat it too. I want to have money, and I want to be able to travel, okay? I want to be able to spend 100% of the time with my daughter, okay? And it's crazy because just saying that is confirmation that I'm already living the way that I want to live, despite the circumstances, okay? Because circumstances aren't an excuse. Circumstances don't matter, and money doesn't solve money problems. Your mindset is what comes up with all the solutions for you. And by mindset, we don't mean what you can think up by yourself. It's what energy are you vibrating on. Because whatever energy you're vibrating on is going to have everything to do with the thoughts that come to you, the thought forms that you're able to pick up. You see what I'm saying? So to make a long story short, y'all, I just want to let y'all know. I was hit in the face. At least I perceive it as that. It's real negativity, you know, like somebody just trying to pull, well, what are you doing? Well, you should do this. What about this? What if this happened? What are you going to do? And I'm like, you know, like, wait, put the brakes on. You know, we're living here in the now. I'm not about to do anything for material things. That's just one. In this challenge, I'm to the point where I'm like, look, I don't. There's nothing that I physically own that I could give two shits about. I know I've never cussed on this thing, but sorry, like, that's where I'm at now. My happiness transcends any type of material possession. Like, I don't care, nothing that I possess. The only thing that I have, the only thing in my life that matters to me is my daughter, her growth, her experiences. I want to travel so that I'm able to share different things with her, give her different experiences. You see what I'm saying? That's all this is about to me. So, you know, in the midst of all these questions, you okay, prior to this challenge, y'all, if I was caught in the situation that I was caught in today, I would have snapped. And right now, I would have been super depressed. I would have been like, oh, my God, you know, nobody believes in me. And, oh, you know, because I'm dealing with drama, y'all. Like, I got relatives, you know, on some other stuff right now, okay? And not all of them, but I really do. Like, ones close and far that I didn't even know was paying attention to what I got going on. So, you know, that's why I say I really love everybody who supports me, because sometimes y'all are the only support that I actually get. You know, even though that might seem, you know, contrary to what you might think, most of the time that's true. Y'all are the only support that I'm getting as far as what I actually have going on. So, I appreciate y'all. We all need each other. We're all in this thing together. But, you know, after the attack that I got today, you know, straight after I woke up, and it's funny because the reason sometimes it's just good to smile, even if you don't, you know, feel like it. This is a trick that I'm just going to tell y'all because I learned it today. You know, don't let nobody catch you off guard. You know, even if you're not in your even if you're not on your square, y'all, don't let nobody else know that. Smile. I don't care if you just really, if you're tired, if you got a headache, I don't care. Just smile. No, I'm just tired. Don't even give nobody the benefit of the doubt. Nothing, because they're going to take it and squeeze it and try to run with it, okay? But to make a long story short, in this little could have been confrontation, I started to find myself like coaching, you know, like coaching them, like, you know, usually I would have took it and got really defensive about it and, you know, in the past, not usually because, you know, that's why I'm like, wow. So that's why I call this episode The Shift, because you don't know if you change until you go through a test. You know, just like even people in church, they say, how do you know if you've learned unless you pass the test? So there's always going to be moments, but the circumstances should not dictate how you feel. And what's crazy is I woke up kind of, sort of, you know, wobbly, took a nap, woke up, dealt with some more drama, which I felt it coming because of how I felt woken up. And then after that incident, it set me on the right path. Like, my mind is clear. I'm vibrating high. Just wanted to share that with y'all. Love y'all. Peace.